Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Sari Williams.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, residents in the Great Lakes region may be in danger from toxins, but don't count on the CDC to let them know. A study undertaken by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Canadian government revealed that nearly 9 million people are at risk from exposure to contaminants like dioxin, PCBs, pesticides, lead, and mercury. Affected areas include such major metropolitan areas as Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, and Milwaukee. But months after the study was completed, the results are still unpublicized. A Canadian researcher explained that the results have not been released because both governments are closely tied to the chemical industry, and results like these are, quote, inconvenient.
Virgin Atlantic Airlines recently flew a jet from London to Amsterdam powered on biofuel from coconuts and other tropical plants. CEO Richard Branson declared it a huge step forward for the airline industry to cut carbon emissions. But environmentalists aren't so sure. A Greenpeace scientist called it a, quote, high-altitude greenwash, end quote, and suggested that if Virgin was serious about cutting emissions, they would flex their corporate muscles and halt the current trend of airport expansions. Estimates are that the aviation industry contributes 4% of annual greenhouse emissions.
The coal industry may be on the mat, but it is not down for the count, at least not yet. The coal industry front group, Americans for Balanced Energy Choices, is set to spend $40 million this year to make sure that regardless of election outcomes, coal will be safe. A spokesman for the group said, quote, "We are out there talking to everybody, from people who are running for president of the United States down to Joe Sixpack," end quote. Here is a clip from one of their TV ads.
Throughout history, new ideas have often been met with skepticism. But technology born from American ingenuity can achieve amazing things. We're committed to a future in which our most abundant fuel, coal, generates our electricity with even lower emissions, including the capture and storage of CO2. It's a big challenge, but we've made a commitment. A commitment to clean. Learn more about clean coal at americaspower.org.
Other coal industry representatives are taking an even more brazen approach. In Kansas, the Sunflower Power Company has promised a $2.5 million grant to the University of Kansas, but only if a bill favorable to coal is passed by the state legislature.
File this story under the heading of Irony is Alive and Well. MSNBC recently turned to Armstrong Williams to provide expert analysis of the ethics issue facing presidential candidate John McCain. McCain is accused of advocating for clients of a lobbyist with whom he has a close personal relationship. If Armstrong Williams seems familiar, it is probably because he was cited by the FCC for taking hundreds of thousands of dollars to promote the No Child Left Behind Act. The problem arose when he used his position as a journalist and a pundit to do so, without revealing that he was being paid by the Department of Education for it. So, what wisdom does Williams have to share about the New York Times article on McCain? He said, quote, "What it does more than anything else is cause those of us in the media to lose credibility. People begin to question what we print, whether there's any truth to it, whether we do our research."
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of spin and fakin', our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned Armstrong Williams. Williams is a good example of how journalism, PR, and politics are often linked in unhealthy ways. Williams started out as a protege of Senator Strom Thurmond, the old-style Southerner famous for trying to hang on to segregation. Apparently, Williams' use as a black conservative outweighed any concerns Thurmond might have had. Williams later joined BNC Associates, an African-American public relations firm. One of that firm's clients was the Oprah Winfrey Charitable Giving Foundation. After BNC, he set up his own PR company, the Graham Williams Group, in partnership with Oprah Winfrey's boyfriend, Stedman Graham. He went on to write columns and host radio and TV programs. It was those outlets that he used to promote No Child Left Behind for payment from the Ketchum PR firm on behalf of its client, the Department of Education.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.